singer and songwriter Amy Grant coming to Johnson City in April, April 30th, to the ETSU Martin Center for the Arts. You know, Amy, you have so many fans in the Tri-Cities, and we are so happy that you're coming. So have you ever been here in the Tri-Cities before?
I have, but I was just trying to remember how recently. It's been a while.
Yeah. I thought I'd heard that you had been at one point. So you actually started in Christian music, I understand, crossed over to pop. So you kind of have a love for both.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
What can you be singing for us, and what can fans expect to hear?
Well, I do my best to kind of walk down memory lane. As I recorded my first record when I was in high school. I guess summer after I graduated high school, I recorded, that would have been 1979, I guess. Anyway, but I'd do a song from the 70s. I'd go all through the 80s. I'd go through the 90s, going back and forth between... I do the old song that Pete Cetera and I recorded back in, I guess that was the first time I ever really had a presence on pop radio, Next Time I Fall.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, the writer of that song passed away during this tour, Bobby Caldwell.
Oh, no, I hate that.
I know, but, you know, he was so musical, just life well lived. And every night I'm like... I waved to the ceiling, hey, Bobby, we're doing your song. It's so much fun to just have 40-plus years of music to choose from.
Yeah, you have a lot.
I have a lot, I know. So it's fun to just skip through the years and,
Well, I know that people will be so happy to hear some of your older as well as more current things. Now, I have read and know and heard on the news that you had this serious bike accident last summer, which left you with a brain injury, but you've bounced back. You're now touring. What did you do during that time?
Well, I had two surgeries to fix things that went wrong during the wreck. So I was recovering from those. But honestly... everything had to just slow down to nothing. I mean, no phone, no TV, no computer, no nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And I just feel like it was such a gift of simplicity. And it sort of reset my priorities.
Yeah.
This is going to sound crazy. In a way, well, first off, my family was front and center. I'm not sure what all I said. They're going to hold me hostage to things that came out of my head. Every once in a while, my daughter will say, well, you know what you said right after that wreck? And I said, I cannot be held accountable. But in addition to feeling so surrounded by my family and friend group, in addition to that, I discovered again how much I love music, and I started writing again, and I recorded two new songs for this project, and I mean for this tour, and it'd been a decade since I had done music. My life just got busy with so many other things, and sometimes you can just forget what really puts energy in your engine.
You know, and I have to say that probably this bike accident you had, no, maybe God had plans for you.
I feel better afterwards. This is so crazy. One of the surgeries that I had was to remove a tumor in my neck.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, excuse me for talking about health, but sometimes trauma will cause a pre-existing cyst. Let me call it the right thing. A thyroglossal cyst that's been there for who knows how long. It was probably present at birth. And the trauma of the wreck caused that to grow. And my vocal teacher, we were doing a Zoom lesson, and she said, lean your head back. And I said, what? And she said, what is that lump in your throat? And I said, I think I'm headed towards sexual confusion. I can't figure out what this is. Is it an Adam's apple? I don't think women have that. And we laughed about it, and she said, go to the doctor.
Yeah.
And I did. And it was a five-hour surgery to get that thing out, and I promise you, I feel like I got my voice back.
Wow.
I've had people shouting from stage, you sound like you did 20 years ago. And I went, that never would have happened without the bike wreck. I mean, what a hidden gift.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I know. I'm just going, are you? And it just reminds me, in every hard thing in life, there are always hidden gifts, always. Even the worst trauma, there are hidden gifts in it.
So you have written a new song or songs during this time?
Yes, I have, yeah.
Will they hear this in Johnson City when you come?
Oh, yes, definitely. We're playing both songs the first half, and I wanted to press a little 45 single, you know, vinyl, because that's the era I grew up in. First music I ever bought was 45 singles. And
me too.
You have to get in like a production line. It was 6 months, and I said, well, forget that. And so we did these little CD singles that look like 45s, but we didn't print a ton, and we keep reprinting them, but the songs have gone over really well, so.
That's true.
But I'll definitely be doing the songs, whether the 45s last or not.
Mm-hmm. Sounds good to me. Okay, anything else on your bucket list that you think you'd like to do in the future?
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
That's the kind of question I'm going to wake up in my bunk on the bus at 3 o'clock in the morning and go, Elva, what I meant to say was. But I will say this. So many beautiful things have happened in my life.
Yeah,
that I never dreamed of happening. And so it's almost like I created a bucket list in retrospect. Mm. And I don't even know how that happened. But people I've gotten, you know, with whom I've been able to perform. We were talking the other night about, I was just having dinner with people in the band, and one of the singers on the road with me, we were saying, who's the best person you've ever sung with? And she grew up in Vancouver. And when Ray Charles came to Vancouver, the Raylettes couldn't get across the border.
Mm.
She was in her early 20s, but she's a killer singer, and she was hired to come sing with Ray Charles. And I was like, what?
Wow.
I was too young and stupid to know what a gift it was.
Yes.
And I said, I know what a gift it was, but I was thinking about one of the high bucket lists would be I did a performance with Tony Bennett.
Mm, wow.
And I wanted him to do a song with me, and he told the producers no, and I went to his hotel room and said, can we talk about this? Would you please sing with me? And he said, I never sing a song the same way. And he invited me into his room and showed me that he was painting. An easel was set up in the window of his room. And he wound up singing with me, and we got back from that experience. And the next day arrived a huge spray of roses. And I thought, that man is top-notch. Every time I see him singing with Lady Gaga, I thought, you know, our performance was a secret compared to all of that she's done, but I just knew the spirit of the man that compelled her to want to record with him.
Wow.
What a beautiful soul.
Yeah, that's amazing, really, and just totally memorable. Truly it is.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, we are looking forward to seeing you. Anything else that you want to tell people?
There are a lot of things to do with your time. If you want to show up and feel better when you walk out, come share music with us.
Sounds great. Amy Grant, see Amy on Sunday, April 30th, 8 p.m. in the ETSU Foundation Grand Hall in Johnson City. You can get your tickets. You can go to ETSU Center for the Arts, Amy Grant tickets. Can't wait to see you in the Tri-Cities again.
It's going to be fun. I'll see you then.